Horror and fatality have been stalking abroad in all ages.
Nothing makes sense anymore.
Drunken, raving lunatic.
Because it's cosmology and cryptography.
Unaccountable and almost imperceptible shudder.
Die by being cooked and drowned.
The real reason is so that it brings fairies back to life.
Ouch.
Shameful debaucheries, flagrant treacheries.
Drought cheating.
Vicious literary critic.
But no sound save a solitary shriek escaped from his lacerated lips. I thought we agreed we were going to call it the Edgar Allan Poe-cast.
At least we were ones that were together previously.
Right.
Yeah, that's what I was just going to say. We've already broken up into two-man teams, so we have the split mm-hmm. is the split of who's here and who's not is correct.
And yeah. The last two-man team was already only half-manned, so
So over to you, sir.
All right, so I was going to just start with a little bit of a summary of where we've gotten to date so that we're all in the same place. So today in game is Saturday, October 5th, and it is around noon. Yesterday on Friday, on Thursday you guys got a message saying that you'd have to go to Mexico and to meet in El Paso. Friday morning you showed up at the Denny's and met your handler, Agent Tomas. And he basically told you that there was a missing NPR correspondent. And more importantly, in his mind, that before she had disappeared or been disappeared, she had sent word to her editor that one of the cartels in the Juarez region had set up connections with a terrorist group. And also that there was a new rising power within that cartel. And that she was about to go talk to somebody with the nickname El Tarzan about that, presumably. You guys, four of you came over across the border that same day on Friday after doing some shopping and eventually made your way over to the Hotel Conquistador near the U.S. Consulate, where you found... first you did some hacking of the system and got some information about the hotel, ordered some porn for each other, and then eventually met up with Kelly Carr's boyfriend, Merwin Whitehorse, and mm-hmm. you have looked through her stuff in his room. So that was all Friday. It was a very busy day. Saturday morning, the two of you took a tour of the tourist district with Kelly's driver, Orlando Chavez, and basically pretended to be tourists, and then eventually made a connection with him such that you would be able to go visit one of the families that Kelly Carr had been interviewing, and that is scheduled for this afternoon. You had also asked about touring a factory in the Eastern Factory Zone near where you saw the police activity. And then the other two, Bernardo and Roberto, had gone over and actually looked at the crime scene, but the surrounded by police. And I think you had been tracking them via earbuds, so you knew what happened. Mm. And basically, Bernardo bought some digital pictures of the women who were found at that site. And I think that basically brings us up to now. I did want to start by asking the two of you where you have been during the last hour or two. So while you were tracking Bernardo and Roberto, were you in the boys' room? Were you in Amelia's room? Were you doing it in the lobby?
I think I was assuming we were in the boys' room.
Okay. That's what I assumed as well, but I wanted to...
It's where all the gear is.
Correct. But yeah. Yep.
Yeah, and it's kind of become base of operations.
Okay, so let's pick it up there with the two of you in George's room with the computer gear. Roberto and Bernardo have just finished, are just leaving the crime scene, and it's basically lunchtime, midday.
Okay, so if I recall correctly, they were able to get pictures both of this, both of the corpse at this crime scene as well as some others, right?
They were offered pictures of other corpses, but he did not purchase any of them.
Oh, darn him.
He only wanted the fresh ones.
Okay, but it's not none of the girls that are here at the current crime scene are Kelly, right?
Correct.
Miss Carr. Okay.
Correct. Yeah, they all appear younger. And there was, they were interestingly wounded, and not as far as could be told from these pictures, otherwise abused.
Okay.
So they had the, that sort of stab wound or puncture wound in their bellies that was covered in some weird ooze, but was not, blood wasn't pouring out of it or anything.
Understood.
Yeah, ooze not natural to normal human production.
Or at least not, either that or maybe they've been cleaned up and had been dead for a while or something. But yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my, well that's disturbing.
Yeah.
I think I need to go lie down for a bit before we go visit this family.
Okay.
You have 2 hours at least before Orlando is expected to arrive.
So I think that's what I'm going to do. I'm just going to go take an hour nap and probably get a shower and clean up a little bit.
Great. Give me a spot hidden, please.
Both of us or just her?
Just Amelia.
Yes, because okay. Because these have worked so well so far this game. Oh my god. No, wait. Spot hidden base. Yeah, I pass. I'll be darned.
Sweet.
I finally see something.
Okay, so as you go into your room, you're not sure. You don't actually have any luggage because basically you just have your purse and a brand new sweater.
Yep.
But you're pretty sure that the way the bed is made up is not quite the way the bed would normally be made up by the hotel staff. And maybe your toothbrush has moved to the other side of the sink or something. It looks like somebody may have been around your room there a little bit.
Okay. As soon as I see that, then I'm going to step back out of the room, back into the hallway.
Okay.
I'm going to pop the cell phone open, and I am going to call up Mr. Rossi.
Okay. Yeah, hello.
George, somebody's been somebody's been searching my room.
Okay. I'll be right down.
Don't you boys have like a fingerprint kit or some CSI stuff?
I don't know. Do we?
Wow.
Tech Monkey's got all his junk with him, but I have no idea what all that entails.
Yeah, we seem to be missing a forensic scientist here, so.
Yeah. Yeah, I would agree with that. I don't think any of you are really trained in forensics.
It's too bad they didn't see fit to send a forensic scientist along with us, but perhaps if you could come up here, George, between the two of us, we might be able to spot some clues.
Yeah. I'm going to go ahead and grab a digital camera out of the room, assuming that there's something that's usually better than what comes on most phones.
Yeah, I think one of you at least did bring the camera. Remember that.
Yeah.
Okay. And so you meet her down in room 20-something,
mm-hmm.
and go in. Why don't you both give me spot hiddens?
Nope, fail that one.
I'm sorry, you're up on the fourth floor. Never mind. anyway.
And base as well. And 68, no.
Okay. So yeah, so other than noticing that somebody came in and, you know, presumably looked through stuff, but there wasn't really anything to look through, you don't see anything out of the ordinary. They didn't leave behind any matchbooks of clubs or
darn them
cigarette stubs that are only
things, yeah
cigarettes that are only manufactured in one place.
Completely yeah. Inconsiderate.
So I'm just then taking pictures of anything that looks like it might be potentially moved or odd or.
Okay. So you notice that the Gideon's Bible in Spanish has been, the pages are a little bit folded as if somebody quickly and unkindly leafed through it and take some pictures of that. You know, there's really nothing in the room other than what comes with the hotel stuff. So it was all pretty subtle stuff. But.
You know, if we could get some fingerprints off or some hair samples or something off whoever came in and did this, it might help bust this case wide open. Perhaps we should call. Yeah. Perhaps we should call Agent Thomas and see if he can get a forensic team down here.
Yeah. Certainly couldn't hurt. You know, neither of us are trained for this end of it, so we need to get somebody down here specialized.
And with that, I will take the cell phone and call up the number that Agent Thomas gave us to call.
Okay. As it rings once or twice and searching for her name, answers the phone and says, "Hello, U.S. Customs," I believe is what she says. We're getting there. Yes, hello, Customs Bureau, Deputy Director's Office. The director is out right now. May I take a message?
Oh, hi, this is Amelia Rodriguez. I'm calling, I wanted to call Mr. Thomas about the fishing expedition he had planned.
Ah, just a minute, please. And she puts the puts you on hold. You hear a couple beeps, and then another pause, and eventually Tomas picks up, says, "Yes, Tomas here."
Ah, Tomas. Sorry, I thought it was Thomas. I better change that. Tomas, okay. This is Amelia Rodriguez. We need a forensic team down here.
Okay. How many people? What type of work are they looking to do?
We're pretty certain that whoever it is that we're looking for has broken into one of our hotel rooms, and so we're looking for evidence as to who that might have been.
Okay.
Fingerprints, hair samples. DNA. There's no telling what these people did in my bed.
That's true. We can probably get somebody there in a day or two if you can avoid looting the room. Additionally, the issue is our databases on the Mexicans are not as good as we would like them to be. Somehow, the Mexican government does not like to share all that information with us. But we can certainly make a stab at it. I do. Do you think that it would be somebody other than the cartels? Have you managed to piss somebody off quickly enough that this would be other than one of the cartels? Or
I can't even imagine who this would be. We have made great progress and are closing in.
Okay.
And yes, great. I'm lying through my teeth there.
Sure.
But. No, I'm quite certain that we haven't alerted anyone to our presence yet.
Okay, well that's good. I'm sure you guys are doing a great job. That's why we sent you. Let's see. Saturday, we can probably have some folks arrive Monday. This is the. Are you at the Conquistador?
Yes, we are.
Okay. We'll send Jack and Jill.
Jack and Jill. Okay, great. We'll look for him.
Excellent. Yeah, they should be there Monday morning.
Thank you, sir.
Yep. Bye.
Great. Now I need a new hotel room.
And yet you can't just check out of this one and go into a different one because then they'll just send somebody up to clean it.
No, but you could go get a new hotel room and say that you were tired of bunking with the other two and wanted to get your own room, and then I can just take that one.
Yeah.
That's a good idea. We'll do that. Go do that, George.
Right. I'm going to head down to the lobby and go ahead and make arrangements for a room.
All right. You asking for anything special or just whatever she gives you?
Something, you know, right next to the ice machine, maybe.
Okay. So right now the boys are on the second
high traffic
floor.
Area. Lots of noise.
The worst room in the place is what you're looking for.
Okay.
Fair enough.
We can do that. Okay. So we'll get you a new room on the up on the fourth floor, which is where her old room was, next to the stairs and the ice machine.
How very thoughtful of you, George. Thank you.
And you might give me an idea roll, both of you, please.
No, I have no ideas.
I missed it by one.
My idea is just to wait around for our driver to show up.
Okay.
I have no better ideas at the moment.
George, on the way out of her room, you do notice the Do Not Disturb placard hanging on the inside of the door.
Yeah. Go ahead and grab that.
Oh, good thinking, George.
Okay.
Okay.
So are you going to head down and get lunch while you're waiting, or are you going to try to take your nap in this new room, or?
Well, that little incident there probably took up a good portion of those 2 hours, so.
That's probably true.
Yes.
Okay.
I think a quick bite to eat, and then Orlando's probably here before too long.
Okay, and are you going to, you'll take the bite down in the lobby there, in the restaurant area?
Yeah.
All right, give me a, a luck roll. What the heck?
Party luck or individual luck?
Party luck.
Okay.
Mine's 70.
Minus 30.
Ooh.
Okay.
Ouch. I fail by 7.
Okay. So give me each of you a listen roll, please.
Nope.
Ooh, 06.
Okay. So, the two of you, you heard something. There's a TV behind you, as you are seated, and eating, and you happen to catch an announcer talking about an explosion that occurred this morning. So it's sort of one of these repeating news bits on the local news.
I'll kind of focus in on it a little more and pay attention to where it is that this explosion happened.
Okay. So it was in Juarez, and it was you get the impression that it's after presumably checking your map and so forth, that it's not too far from you. It was a place called Club Britannia, and which is north of the hotel by maybe 3 or 4 kilometers, 3 kilometers, just sort of 2/3 of the way from you to the border, going north. And it was a van bomb, a car bomb.
Mm.
And as you listen further to the news, you are understanding that this seems to be an escalation in the cartel wars, that they have not, they haven't traditionally been using this technology against each other. They've just been shooting each other, knifing each other. Now everybody is quite concerned about this this change in tactics. And of course, there's not a lot of solid information yet, but they're looking into it, and there's all the usual photos of fire trucks and ambulances and police cars and smoking buildings and dead bodies and so forth.
The usual family fun.
Exactly. Usual good stuff to watch over lunch.
Yeah.
And while you are absorbed in this, Orlando comes into the restaurant. He has a small package with him. And he says hello to the two of you.
What kind of package?
Ah, hello.
Orlando, good to see you. What's that you're carrying?
Me too. This is for you. And he's a little seems a little embarrassed, but he hands you a shopping bag.
Is it ticking?
It's not ticking. Give me a lesson. It's not ticking.
I glance at George very quickly. No, I fail to listen.
It's definitely not ticking.
I glance nervously at George, looking for a clue as to whether I should shoot Orlando or graciously accept his package.
Here, I'll open it. She gets so shy around, when somebody does something nice for her unexpectedly.
So you open
it
bag
up and look inside, and
you see some tissue paper, which seems to be wrapped around something soft.
Okay.
Okay, I'll open it. I'll take it back to George.
So you pull out what is, in fact, a long skirt. It is as outlandish as your sweater, but would probably come down to your ankles. And Orlando says, Signora Albo, please.
Oh, of course, Orlando. Thank you so much. It's a lovely skirt. It's so beautiful. Let me run upstairs and change right now. And I'll go do that.
All right. So the two of you can chat a little bit or not.
Feel free to have a seat while we wait for her.
Thank you. Have you heard the? I guess it's still on. You've heard the news. This is it's crazy. I don't know what these guys are doing. They're going to destroy the city.
Was that club run by one particular group?
Yeah, it's a Sinaloa hangout, so it's probably the Juarez cartel that blew it up. They've been losing territory and losing some of their drug routes, and I think seems like they're getting more and more desperate in their fight. They're going to do anything they can.
Yeah.
I think the city
they're
going
to be drawing a lot more attention to themselves than they did if they were just, shooting at each other.
Yeah, that's true. They may get more international attention now.
Yeah. Yeah, now they're moving into a whole new territory of bad that I don't think these guys have really thought through just how much heat this is going to bring down. Not going to be good.
When you run the state, you sort of do what you want, but
yeah.
I agree. I think this city is going to get even more miserable. I'm sure the curfews will get stricter, and the military is bad enough on their own. I'm sure they'll use this as an excuse to come in more strongly.
Yeah,
and of course the Sinaloa have a lot of resources. They're going to fight back.
I don't foresee tourism going up with this kind of thing going on in town.
Well, the amount of drugs the tourists buy from these guys is small potatoes. They don't care about the tourists. The rest of us do, of course, but the cartels really are just looking at this as a through point for drugs.
Sick freaks.
So Amelia comes back.
Yep.
Yep. Loudly but appropriately dressed.
Seems reasonable.
Seems usual.
At least the loud part. And Orlando asks if you still want to. He doesn't. He seems a little nervous, but if you still want to go see Senora Alba.
I think we should. Let's not keep her waiting.
Okay.
Sure.
So he ushers you out to the cab, and you guys drive for a fair amount of time. You're basically crossing towards the west the entire city. Some highway, some surface roads. And eventually you pull up in a small neighborhood with small houses. relatively neatly kept gardens and so forth, and are taken to a little house, and Orlando knocks on the door, and eventually an older woman comes to the door and opens it and says, "Ah, Orlando, and these must be your friends." And Orlando introduces you, and she invites you in and offers you some coffee.
Is she speaking in Spanish or English?
She will speak in Spanish.
Okay. Oh, hello, Senora Albo. Very nice to meet you. Thank you for seeing us.
Yes, yes. I understand you are friends of Miss Carr's, Senorita Carr.
Quick check of the lie I told to get here. Oh, yeah. Kelly works for me.
Ah, yes, yes. Very, very nice woman. Very nice. It was very difficult for us, but she's been very, very nice to talk to. Very supportive.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear that. That's what everyone says. She's a wonderful woman. I certainly enjoy working with her. Are you aware that she's gone missing?
No, that's terrible.
Yes, I'm afraid she's been missing for a few days now.
Oh dear.
That's actually why I'm down here. We're hoping to follow up on the story she was working on and see if we can find out where she might have gone off to. Hopefully she's just, you know, gone in working on the story, you know, gets a little distracted sometimes, forgets to check in, that sort of thing. But can you tell me what it was that the two of you talked about?
Oh, yes. And please sit down. And she tells you that she has she lost two daughters back in 2004, and that Kelly was basically just talking to her about that and about what it's meant to her life and you know, how long she was able to keep up hope and how many other women have gone missing and how everybody knows somebody who's lost a daughter or a wife or a sister. And
I groan inwardly when she mentions 2004, so that her daughters disappeared 9 years ago and not recently.
Correct. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's not quite the fresh trail I was hoping for. Fair enough. Sorry. Please continue. I'm very sorry to hear about your daughter, Senora.
Thank you. Yes, it's been very difficult. Luckily, I have two lovely sons who have been able to support me, but it has been very sad. We've never completely recovered.
Oh, I don't imagine how anyone could ever recover from such a thing. That's a terrible tragedy.
Yes. So we spoke about a week and a half ago.
Did Kelly mention anything about where else she might be going or who else she might be talking to or any name that she may have just dropped in passing? Or
just that she was meeting with several of us mothers of missing who've lost daughters.
Do you happen to know any of these other mothers? I'd like to talk to them. Maybe they could see if Kelly mentioned something to them about where else she might be going. Or maybe one of them knows where she is.
Oh, maybe. And she tells you about two other women in the neighborhood who have also lost daughters that Kelly certainly knew about through Senora Albo. Neither of them were particularly recent losses, though.
So Kelly didn't mention any names or locations or anything like that? So you have no clues for us whatsoever?
I believe I have no clues for you. She's very, very apologetic. Hates to waste your time, but...
Well, thank you for your time, Senora. I appreciate you seeing us. And George appreciates it, too.
Absolutely. Wonderful coffee.
And she will also give you a little bit about how horrible this new explosion is, this new level of violence in town. As you're wandering toward, going towards the door, and suggest that you might want to go back to the States and for a while. Very dangerous here.
Yes, that's an excellent idea. I think perhaps we should just give this whole thing up as a bad job and go home.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. We'll be in touch and let you know.
I hope you find Senorita Carr. She's, as I say, a lovely, lovely woman doing very important work.
As we go out the door, before we get back into the car, mm-hmm. I want to take George aside for a private conversation.
Okay, Orlando will wait. Actually, he'll talk with Senor Albo for a while.
Fair enough. Okay, mm-hmm. George, I'm out. I have no idea where to go next.
Yeah, that didn't work quite the we were hoping. Well, this explosion seems to be a kind of a great big sign saying where, you know, some of these people have been recently. We think it was the Juarez, group that has her, and they're likely the ones that set off the bomb.
Well, but wouldn't the wouldn't the dead bodies that the other two boys found have been even more of a lead, and that didn't turn out anything?
Yeah. Not sure.
I'm sure they're not gonna let us get anywhere near that explosion scene anyway.
Yeah. Really wish the office had considered operatives that were more experienced over ones that just speak Spanish.
So Orlando comes out the front door and comes up to you guys at this point, and he says, Senora, please forgive me, but I do not think you have been up front with me. I believe when you first called me, you said you were tourists. Later you said you were Ms. Carr's editor. And finally today with Senora Albo, you say that you know she is missing and that you are looking for her. Please tell me what you are doing here. And he's, yeah.
Is this in the car, or are we standing around outside the car?
You're standing around. So he walked up to you. So the two of you were talking outside the car, and he walked up to you to say this.
Well, Orlando, that's awfully forward of you. Please tell me why we should tell you anything. For all we know, you're the one that helped disappear Kelly.
That's true. It's hard to know who to trust in a foreign land. I'm very, very concerned about her. She was a good friend over the years. Whenever she came to town, she hired me. And she was doing important work, dangerous work. And I need to know who you are and whether you are really her friend or her employer or some people causing trouble. What are you doing here?
I will look at George. Which lie should we go with? Sorry, what was that, Dan?
No intention of... I said, let's drive. I have no intention of telling him anything while we're standing out here on the street.
Okay. So do you sort of tell him that you don't want to talk in the street and that you should talk the car, or are you just telling him nothing and saying, get in the car and drive, please?
I basically just kind of... I do the thing of, sort of looking around and then just sort of look at him and said, let's drive.
Okay. So he gets in the car and starts it up and starts driving. Starts driving. And then looks up in the mirror. Does either of you sit in the front seat?
No.
Okay, so he looks in the mirror at you and somewhat expectantly.
Look, we do know that she's gone. We are looking for her. It's important that we find her. Because, yes, we know that she's doing important work. But we also had no way of knowing your involvement in this. You were the last person to have seen her.
I wish I had seen her. What do you know of the work she was doing?
Poking around and annoying these cartels, looking into some new drug that makes people into zombies.
Yes, I think the drug thing was I don't know if that's what got her in trouble or not, but it may all be connected. It's so hard to tell.
When was the last time you saw her, Orlando?
I was supposed to meet her on the 4 or 5 days ago now. We were supposed to meet at midday downtown, and she didn't show up. And normally she's very, very punctual, and she's never requested that I pick her up. I was supposed to get her in the morning to go shopping, but I couldn't. I had a family thing I had to deal with, so I told her I'd meet her at midday after she'd done her shopping. So I think she probably got a ride into town just with a random taxi. And then she didn't meet me at noon as we had arranged.
I completely forget what Mr. Whitehorse told us, but does that jive with what he said about the last time he saw her?
Yeah, he said that she had left in the morning and that he expected her back that evening.
Okay.
The same day.
Yeah. Yeah, as that's what we've got here on the timeline. Monday a.m., she apparently disappears.
Yep.
We were thinking that it was after being dropped off by this guy somewhere, but okay, if he never saw her that day.
Well, so either whatever taxi she got into took her, or somebody jumped her and grabbed her in the whatever shopping district she was in.
Yeah, I asked. Are you saying this, or are you just thinking this?
I'm saying it out loud.
Thinking out loud.
Thinking out loud. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Orlando says I did call around, and I think it was Marco who took her from the hotel to downtown and dropped her off, and he says that. That's what happened, and I don't have no reason not to believe him.
Do you know where it was that this Marco of yours might have dropped her off?
At the near the Mercado where I took you shopping.
Oh, how lovely. And that's where you were supposed to pick her up as well?
Near there, yeah. There's a monument where we often meet, and I was supposed to pick her up there.
Okay. Well, I'm afraid I only have two ideas, George, and neither of them are very good. I don't particularly like either of them.
Okay.
Either we take pictures of Kelly and we just go canvas the Mercado, which will, of course, expose us to everyone in the entire city knowing what we're doing here.
Yeah.
Or...
I could see that being very tiresome.
Or... I go spend the day shopping and hope somebody jumps me.
Yeah.
And you boys can ride to my rescue.
Do you want a shot at a third idea? Not that I would object to either of those two, of course.
What do you think, George?
Please.
So you do, I'm sure, remember the text message from Kelly. And one of the key elements which confused you was that she was off to go meet Tarzan.
Right, which we still have no idea. That name has not come up anywhere else.
Correct, but you are potentially in the car of the person who might have taken her to see him, whoever he may be.
Well, that's true. I suppose everything's coming out now, so we could just ask him.
Mm.
Do you know who Tarzan is, Orlando?
He looks up a little surprised, and he says, "Ah, so you know more than you're saying about her work."
We know what we were told to help find her. So, That was part of it.
I see.
Message she sent.
Yes, I do. And he drives for another block or two, sort of mumbling to himself and thinking.
So who is this Tarzan fellow?
And eventually decides to speak and says that he is a member of the Juarez cartel, high-ranking member, and he's in prison. He was arrested for kidnapping, and because it was not a cartel-sanctioned kidnapping, they've left him there for some years now. Jesus Antonio Rincón Chavero.
Mm-hmm.
And why was Kelly meeting with him? This Mr. Rivero of yours?
Chavero? Wow, you guys have not made it easy to trust you. he's mad at the cartel. And she thought she could get confirmation on some rumors from him.
I see. I'm going to pull out my cell phone really quick and shoot a text message to Mr. Silva.
Okay.
To pull up some to pull up whatever you can find on Mr. Chavarro.
And okay.
Email it to him.
Okay. Okay. Ooh. He's struggling right now. The internet apparently has gone out.
Not just his connection, the whole thing.
Oh, yeah. No, the hotel's internet has gone down for some point today. But he does respond that he'll try as soon as he can get a connection. Maybe he can use maybe it's just the wireless and he can try the business office place. Computers.
I'll respond with, why not just use the 4G on your cell phone?
For some reason, I'm struggling to connect through that as well to the web.
And I'll copy Mr. Garcia on that message as well to really prod him along.
All right.
Well, Antonio, right,
they're working on it.
Is there any way that we can get George in to see this Mr. Chavarro of yours, Mr. Chavarro?
It will be, yes, it is. It is possible. I know the warden at the prison, and like everybody in this city, he has a price, and I could certainly arrange for you to speak with Monsignor Chavarro.
Set it up. We'll pay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to do this tomorrow, Sunday, or?
I think we'd like to do it today if we can.
Time
has already been wasted.
Okay. So we're in the. Okay. So he says, "Do you have $500 or so in cash with you?"
Why, yes, I do.
Okay. In that case, he turns the taxi and starts heading towards one of the main highways and heads south. And you guys drive outside of town for about 20 minutes and end up at the state prison, which has a little picture. It's a deserted, you're sort of out in the middle of nowhere. And it's a really depressing looking place. But with, security towers and high walls and everything. You're sort of in the desert, basically. And he drives into the visitor's parking lot and sort of looks at George and says, Sure you want to do this? There's basically no going back after this.
No, we're here for purpose.
Okay.
Clearly, I am not going in there with him.
Right. He was about to ask you. And Senorita.
No, I will wait out here. Thank you.
Okay. Make sure you lock the doors and don't open them for anybody. And probably stay low. Just try not to be conspicuous. He sort of looks at you.
Can we, given the gear that we have, can we set up so I can hear George's conversation is going to go back to Roberto and Bernardo. Can I patch into that so I can hear it as well?
Yeah, I would think that if Bernardo can hear you, then you could hear what he can hear and so forth. So yeah, I think you guys all have these earbud things.
Okay.
Or Orlando looks at you and says, Senorita, do you have a gun?
I can handle myself. Thank you, Orlando. I'll be fine.
Okay. He gets out and locks his door and motions for George to follow him.
Let's go.
And you go in through the front entrance and up to the desk, and Orlando goes and speaks with the clerk, and then you guys sit for a while, and eventually what looks like a warden comes out, and Orlando in the meantime asks you for the money, and then he goes up and speaks with the warden and discreetly passes him an envelope, and the warden disappears, and Orlando comes back and says he's going to go and talk to El Tarzan and hopefully get him to a room where we can speak.
As soon as they get out of the car, as soon as they go inside, I'm going to get out of the car, and I'm just going to stand around outside the car.
Okay.
I'm not hiding inside the car. I'm
just gonna... Okay. I'm just standing out there.
Yep. You know, just kind of looking around, keeping an eye on things.
Yep. Okay. So you're in a parking lot with
making sure my gun is handy.
Excellent. With maybe a half dozen other vehicles. It's pretty warm out, but again, not uncomfortably hot. And you don't see much activity really anywhere around.
Actually, there is one other thing I'm going to do really quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Not in any kind of detail. I'm not going to spend more than a couple minutes doing it. I'm going to search the car.
Okay.
Just to see if anything triggers my attention.
Okay. All right, why don't you give me your spot hidden?
I would be happy to not see anything.
Okay. You don't see anything that seems unusual. You know, he's got some random mutilated phone numbers on sheets of paper, some receipts, an empty water bottle, but nothing crazy in there.
Fair enough.
So after another half an hour, so it's been about an hour that you've been in this waiting room, and the air conditioning in here does not particularly work. This is a stuffy, smelly, unpleasant place. The warden comes back and motions for the two of you to follow him, and you presumably do.
Mm-hmm.
And you are taken outside to through a whole lot of gates and locked doors and hallways and so forth, and eventually end up in a courtyard. And there is a man seated at the other end of the courtyard. He's got a lot of tattoos on him. He's wearing prison pants, but has his own shirt, presumably. not a prison shirt in any case. He's pretty darn muscled. And he's got long, dark hair sort of below his ears. And he's just staring at you from across the courtyard. And Orlando sort of gestures towards him. And he will likely want money to talk. And, just gestures you forward.
Okay. And what was the name again for this guy?
His name is Jesus Chivero, along with some middle names. Not the whole thing.
Okay. All right. So I'm kind of picturing him as being played by Danny Trejo. That's kind of my visualization of the guy.
Okay, and I don't know him.
But so. Machete.
And any movie where there's a Mexican,
a Hispanic, Hispanic population.
Yes.
Right.
But you walk up to him, and is he like on a bench where be able to sit down near him?
Yeah. And there's no one else in the courtyard. It's just the three of you. So Orlando is out of earshot, conspicuously out of earshot. And and the two of you, he's on a bench, and there's another bench elsewhere. And he's just sort of glaring up at you.
I'm just going to sit down, obviously. Sit down opposite and say, good afternoon, Mr. Chavero. Thank you for taking a moment to have a conversation.
I have a lot of choice.
Well, I appreciate your inconvenience. I am hoping that you might be able to find somebody. Miss Kelly Carr has gone missing. And
who's she?
From what I understand, that's somebody who's come to see you recently.
Never saw her.
Uh-huh. Well, she's apparently been taken by some of your old gang, and we're trying to find out where she went. So,
my gang took her. She's dead.
Mm,
what are you here for?
Trying to find where Miss Carr went to. I was under
same
the
understanding all the women go to.
That, I was under the understanding that she had come and asked you some questions on Monday.
Never saw her.
Pay him some more money. I whisper in his ear.
and by the way, you are not actually under the impression that she came to see him, right? You're just lying.
No, I was under that impression.
I thought that was.
You knew that she was going.
I thought
to
that was
come.
The whole.
That was her plan.
Oh,
I thought Orlando said that she did too.
No. Just that she had. Sorry.
Oh.
That she intended to.
She intended to. She intended to. Yeah.
Totally misunderstood. I thought Orlando indicated that he did take her out here.
No.
I thought there was like more than one. More than once that he'd
set it up.
Okay.
He'd set it up for that Monday afternoon. That's what he was picking her up for.
Oh.
When she didn't show up.
Okay, now that we've cleared that, in that case, I whisper in his ear, ask him what he knows about the new drug.
Yeah, that's what my next thought was, too. So, this drug that's out there now, this new one, do you have any information on that?
He honestly looks confused. This is like the first time you've actually seen anything other than just pure anger and malevolence on his face.
It's stuff that's supposed to essentially make people into complete and utter zombies. Why they would want to purchase such a thing?
Oh, that's magic. That's not drugs. I don't know. I've heard stories about that. There's something very strange going on.
She was looking into that when she vanished on Monday.
Oh, I see. I think she was looking into more than that.
Okay. Do you have any potential names connected with what's happening with these zombie women?
Do you have some names for me? Names like
I have
Franklin.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I do. Pull out some bills and
he says,
"I'm over."
Okay. He will look at you until the amount has become several hundred, maybe more than $500. And then, assuming it gets that high,
mm-hmm.
he will take the money and put it in his pocket. And he will look at you and say, Hezbollah.
Okay.
The cartel is working with Hezbollah.
Great. So now we have to go to Lebanon.
They are teaching them to make car bombs.
We already had an idea on. Yeah. One was set off earlier today.
Yes, yes. The violence will increase. I think they will get destroyed.
What, the Hezbollah agents that have come here?
Oh, no. No, the Juarez cartel.
Or their enemies.
No, I think Sinaloa will destroy them. Destroy the thing. This remnant of an old power here. I think the Sinaloa will bring their armies from the west and wipe out the rest of the Juarez cartel.
Sorry, Ed, real quick. Do we know which cartel this guy's a part of?
He was in the Juarez cartel.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, and what you knew is that he's pissed at them because they didn't spring him
right.
from
right.
jail.
Understood.
Yeah, they just let him twist.
Yep.
Okay, and Hezbollah, they're aligned with Juarez rather than with Sinaloa?
The Hezbollah has been training some of the Juarez to make truck bombs. Car van bombs. There are some agents here that have been working with Juarez cartel. They're hidden in a church.
Ask him which church. Ask him which church.
Anything more specific on which one that may be? Go ahead and pull out another couple of bills.
Yeah. He gives you an address and a name of a church, which is El Santiago Apostol, and I'll type that in. And it is in the heart of the Juarez territory. You will be able to figure out eventually when you look at maps and so forth.
Okay. Thank you very much. This is hopefully this is the direction that we're needing in order to be able to figure out exactly what it is that's happening here. You say that you think that the zombie women thing is not actually a chemical, but there's magic involved.
I don't know. I've seen a lot of drugs, and there's some weird stuff going on. I think that Fuentes. Vicente Fuentes is into something strange. It's the other guy that's working with Hezbollah.
Okay. Okay. So you think he's involved directly with the making these women into zombies and... He's also tied in tight with the Hezbollah people. All right.
No, I say it's the other guy who's with Hezbollah.
Oh.
I think Fuentes is off the deep end, and he actually crosses himself a few times, which seems a little weird for this thug, but not very weird.
Yeah. Given the culture, I'm not really all that surprised.
Exactly.
I'm going to message Mr. Garcia and Mr. Silva to... figure their internet problems out right now and look up this Vicente Fuentes fellow.
Okay. I mean, you do know already that he was he's the guy that Tomas told you about, who is the head of the Juarez cartel and has some aliases, and that he took over from his brother in 2010. And assuming they get their internet stuff fixed, then they can probably find some more about him. But this is not a new name to you.
Okay. Yeah, I see. Okay. Well, I thank Mr. Chavero for his time.
He grunts at you.
And turn around and leave.
Okay. Orlando When you get to the other side of the courtyard, Orlando knocks on the door. And the warden eventually comes and opens it up and leads you back through all of these unpleasant security things and outside to the parking lot where you see Amelia hanging out by the car. And Orlando shakes his head a little bit and he asks you, did you find what you were looking for?
Quite possibly. We've got at least a couple of more leads.
Don't tell me. I'd like to stay alive a little longer.
Yeah, that's fine.
And I don't know.
Appreciate the assistance that you've been able to offer in finding Miss Carr.
I hope you find her. I hope you find her. And then on the drive, where would you like to go now? So it's now. What are we now? We're probably at about 6 p.m. on Saturday night, and Orlando will strongly recommend that you go to the hotel and stay there. And in any case, does not seem interested in driving around town on tonight of all nights.
Are you? Why specifically tonight? Are you expecting reprisals for the explosion?
Oh, that will happen eventually, absolutely. But the police will be out, the military will be out. It's going to be locked down tonight. I'm sure there's already talks of a stricter curfew and so forth.
Yeah. Makes sense. Okay, well, I head back to the hotel.
Okay. So you get back to the hotel. And sometime that evening, you basically get the information that so Roberto is eventually able to figure some stuff out. And basically, you get not a lot. Chavero was fairly high up in the Juarez cartel and was arrested. He does find for you kind of a list of Juarez people. So let's see here. Let's see if I can get you a. I don't know. This might look really ugly, and that's not the end of the world. All right. There's kind of an ugly list for you. I can get you a Word document or something if that's, or a text document, that's better.
Well, I've already got a notes document in there. Text.
Oh, it's started, actually. Why don't I paste it directly into your notes document, because I think that will preserve the formatting.
Okay.
Unless it works out for you.
Yeah.
Did it work out fine?
Yeah. Yeah, I could.
Okay.
Yeah, I just pasted it in there, so it's
okay. Great. So you get back, and then you also wanted to know about Fuentes, and so basically, what Roberto figures out is that the cartel was actually started in a different family, and then the uncle of the current leader took over, and then it went to the older brother of the current leader. And when the older brother died or was killed in 2010, Vicente took over, and Vicente had spent several years prior to that out of the country. Or presumably for safekeeping, so to speak, and is now back, and he changed the name of the cartel. There's sort of been some graffiti publicity and even some press statements about it being now the new Juarez cartel that you already knew. You can find out stories about the various ways the different cartels have been working together and fighting each other around Mexico, and the gangs have been moving from one to the other, and there's gangs that used to be policemen and gangs that used to be military. Some of the Aztecos started in Texas and have come across the border. They do a lot of work getting drugs to inmates, and also springing inmates as necessary. And in La Linea, you also knew about. So you sort of get some more sense of the complexity of everything going on in terms of all the different parties involved, and definitely get the sense that the Juarez cartel has been beaten down fairly substantially over the past 5 or 8 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, so this list of names, these guys are all Juarez?
Correct.
Okay. Yeah, a whole mess of them been arrested. Two of them on the loose. Yeah. Let me think. Fuentes is the one primary one working with this Bono. Alright. Well, we've got an address. Now all we need is a SEAL team. Have one drop shipped.
Yes, if Hezbollah is involved in all this, I think we're in over our heads.
Mm-hmm.
It's time to call in. It's time for the agency to call in some more support here. This is obviously well beyond what we're capable of.
Much larger guns than what we're sporting. Yeah, this.
Well, you do know the agency can't call in. The whole reason they're doing it this way is because they have no permission to operate in Mexico and are trying to avoid an international conflict at the moment, at least this particular international conflict.
Well, they can want to avoid anything they want to, but...
I mean, you know...
Yeah, a four-person team of newbies that aren't really combat trained are going to take out a terrorist cell. May have to ask Orlando if he knows where to get any guns.
Two of you, I think,
half
have
of us aren't even armed. Yeah,
right. Yeah, currently George and Bernardo and Amelia, I think, are armed.
Yeah, like Bernardo's got like his sniper rifle or something.
I think just somehow packed away. I think you guys just have handguns, but I could be mistaken. I think each of you has
yeah, that's gun. True. He
Yeah, I don't recall any of us trying to bring something bigger than that across the border.
No. Yeah, I just remember there was talk about a sniper rifle. I guess he has skill in one, and he was trying to figure out a way to get it through.
Right, he's an Olympic medalist, in fact, but
yeah.
But yes.
Yeah, I'm an X-Prize champion, but that doesn't mean much out here. I haven't even seen a motorcycle since getting out here, so I'm kind of...
I'm sure you've seen them around.
Majority of... You know,
there's definitely motorcycles on the streets here and there. They're pretty popular.
Well, given that there is Hezbollah involvement, I think it's time to give Agent Tomas a call again.
Okay.
Yeah, needs to be advised in case of our imminent doom.
All right. Carlita answers exactly the same way. And
there's been a little problem with the fishing expedition. It may involve a trip to the Mediterranean.
Oh dear, just hold on a minute. And Tomas says, hello, what's going on?
Hi, Agent Tomas. It's all Hezbollah's fault.
What's all Hezbollah's fault? They're the group that the Juarez cartel is hooked up with.
Yes,
That explains the new technology, the car bombs.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know why Hezbollah is helping them?
Because they're bad guys.
They don't care about the this fight between the drug cartels. I wouldn't think.
Probably being paid money and getting resources and probably recruits.
Maybe. It's very odd.
You haven't had the opportunity to talk to one to ask.
And given how
you do know,
given how easy it is for the cartels to get things in and out of the United States, Hezbollah might be interested in taking advantage of that as well.
Oh, that would be. Do you think the agents are headed here?
Seems a logical conclusion.
If they can get smuggled across the border, we would have no way to. You'd better see if you can minimize that threat.
Amelia,
that's a SEAL team.
Yeah, that's completely in character. Are you nuts?
You are the SEAL team. Did we hire the wrong team?
Yes. I think that's pretty much been made clear by now, sir.
I see. I thought you were making great progress.
We did. See, we told you that. Look at all the progress we're telling you about.
We even got the address of where they're staying. But
have you
I ride motorcycles. I'm not. Our combat training is minimal.
Where did you get your information?
From reliable sources.
Sources, plural.
Sure.
Do you still need the forensics team?
More than ever.
Okay.
I give him the address for the El Santiago Apostle Church that is suspected as the base of operations for the Hezbollah group working with Juarez. That way, in case everything goes pear-shaped, they still have some idea.
Yep. Okay. Did you get any idea of a schedule, a timeline?
No.
Not sure what their scheduling is.
Okay. What about the other part? Who's do you know who's organizing this within the cartel?
It's probably Viceroy. He seems to be working in pretty tight with these guys.
Huh. Okay. I thought he was interesting because she wrote about the some new power rising within the cartel, and I just figured that would be connected somehow, but.
Yeah, unless...
Okay, perhaps we should at least go check out this church and see what's going on there.
Yeah.
Maybe we can find some more information there.
Okay, be careful.
Being careful would involve not going there at all.
That's true. You guys have signed on for a dangerous mission, perhaps.
Yes, thank you so much for that.
Good luck.
Hopefully we'll be in touch.
Yeah.
I hope so.
Yeah.
He hangs up.
Click. We're so dead.
Well, I propose that, so we're back at the, are we back at the hotel by now?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I can't imagine actually contacting him.
Yeah.
Like, out on the street.
Well, George, I think we need to wake up Roberto and Bernardo and plan a trip to, go to church tomorrow.
Yeah. Kick them out of bed, make them earn their pay. If we're getting paid. I'm not even sure anymore.
That's right. You've all been promised a fabulous retirement if you live that long.
Government pension. Yay.
So, all right.
Well, I propose that we get a good night's sleep tonight, because tomorrow looks like it's going to be interesting.
Yeah. We need to acquire some gear, too. It's, you have a rather interesting shopping trip.
Are you going to set anything up with Orlando or trying to do it otherwise? Or what's your...
I think Orlando's our best bet to get things actually accomplished in some reasonable period of time.
So do you want to have done that
around
the
town?
Do you want to have done that on the drive back, or do you want to call him? Or?
Sure.
No, I think we'll have called him after...
After speaking to Tomas?
Yeah.
Okay. So he can meet you in the morning And
bring us some guns, Orlando. By the way, how are you in a fight?
A motorcycle.
Yes, and a motorcycle for George. And how are you in a fight? I don't suppose you were a former, before you started driving a taxi, you were.
Especially now. I'm still alive. He says. You looking for pistols or what are you looking for?
A couple high powered assault rifles.
Yes and yes.
And a
sniper rifle.
Yes.
For Bernardo.
Ooh. This will be several thousand dollars.
At this point, money is no object.
Okay. I can
ballistic armor would be useful.
Not sure if I can.
Yeah, you know the shopping scene in Commando? Replicate that times four people.
I don't know a lot about guns. Do you want me to take you to meet a man, or see if I get somebody to come to the hotel? Or they all have their risks.
Yeah, I don't know. Going to meet somebody might be the best way to go with it.
Okay, I can talk to somebody this evening, and we can have an early morning meet up tomorrow, and get you. You want to go to church for services, or?
Well, there's going to be services for somebody.
What's your schedule? What are you thinking?
I'm thinking we're dead.
So yes, arrange for us to be able to get the weapons first thing in the morning, okay. And then we're just going directly to the church, and we'll see what's what.
Okay. And you think Miss Carr is in the church?
We think there are people in the church who can help us find her.
Yeah.
Okay. And all four of you want guns. Okay. I will.
Guns, armor, a tank if one's handy.
Tank would be very conspicuous. Yes.
Perhaps tonight,
I'm
if
not
you can
really stealth at the moment.
Perhaps tonight, if you can weld some armor plate onto your taxi, that might be.
We might borrow a different vehicle for tomorrow.
That works too.
Okay.
So, yay! Fun.
Okay, so get off the phone with Orlando. It's dinner time. You guys have three hotel rooms. Anything specific you want to be doing over the next couple hours?
I'm going to check to make sure that the do not disturb sign has not been disturbed.
Okay.
And then I'm headed for dinner.
Okay. Do not seem to think that the do not disturb sign, it's still there on the door. And it looks like a same do not disturb sign. And I guess Roberto and Bernardo have spent the afternoon in the room tracking you guys. They may join you for dinner. So the four of you go down to the restaurant and have dinner. Partway through dinner, Whitehorse staggers in.
Staggers in drunk or staggers in bleeding from a gunshot wound to the stomach?
Oh, the former.
Okay.
Sorry.
just checking.
Yeah. Got to make sure of these things.
Yeah. comes up to the table and leans down forcefully on the table and says, find her?
Just about.
Where is she?
We'll tell you tomorrow. You're drunk. Go sleep it off.
He sort of turns around and goes up to the, wanders off towards the bar area.
Well, that's not the direction for doing that, but okay.
Do we have anything with, do we have any, like, anything to knock somebody out with, restrain them?
Like a brick?
Well, you certainly brick would have the butt of your gun.
I was hoping for some. I was hoping for something chemical, but.
Oh.
sorry.
No, I don't think you have any. I don't think you brought any knockout drugs.
Well, George, I think we need to get Whitehorse up to his room and make sure he stays out of the way.
Yeah, he strikes me as being in particularly disruptive manner here. I think when you look up Loose Cannon, it's got a great big picture of him right now at that bar.
I'm going to go up to Whitehorse.
Okay.
What was his first name again? I miss
Merwin. Merwin,
that's right. Come on, Merwin. Let's go up to your room. Time for you to go to bed.
I'm drinking.
You can drink in the room.
I'm gonna just kind of light up.
Kind of halfway. I'm gonna, get under one arm and motion for George to come help me.
Yeah. Okay. And kind of help on the other side. And let's, come on, big guy. Let's get you up to your room.
Okay. He grabs his glass of whiskey off the bar and allows you to walk him to his room. I guess you take the elevator up to the third floor and you get to his door and he just sort of stands there and looks at it for a while.
Where's your key, Merwin?
And he pushes on the door handle and obviously it doesn't open. And he hands the whiskey to Amelia and sort of starts going through his pants pockets and his jacket pocket, his shirt pocket. And finally, he pulls out a key and he hands it to George.
Thank you. Go ahead and slide it in the reader or put it in the keyhole. I'm not sure which one it is.
It's a card key.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'll slide it through the reader and
green light open pops. The door opens. He looks back at Amelia, holds his hand out.
I'm going to hand him his whiskey.
Okay.
And as soon as he turns to go in the room, I'll step in behind him and clock him over the head.
Sweet.
With my pistol.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Okay.
What do we do? Like a fist or I don't remember what improvised weapons are, but yeah.
Doesn't matter what it is, I miss.
Oh, okay. So you you clock him on the shoulder, and he sort of grabs his shoulder and splashes his whiskey and turns around and swings at you. And he manages somehow to sort of graze you a little bit or.
Can I dodge? No.
Probably. Can you? Oh, you can dodge, actually. Definitely try to dodge.
Ooh, I botch.
Ooh. So you dodge the wrong way, and it was coming sort of grazing you, and goes a little more closer to your nose for 2 points of damage.
Little help here, George.
Not the smartest move you've made since we've met.
A little help here, George.
So, yeah, I'm going to see what I can do about possibly... Let's see, what do I have for... Oh, goody, all my combat skills are at base.
When I get the chance, I'm going to punch it.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and try and give him a... give Merwin a punch to get him into the room and hopefully onto the bed so we can...
So you're trying to wrestle him onto the bed, or are you trying to actually just punch him out?
Try and punch him out.
Okay.
Well, I'm saying to her, get the door. And that's a 95 on my punch.
Okay. Somehow he, I guess because he's drunk, he sort of trips a little bit right as you're swinging.
Yeah,
at
he's got the drunken master thing going on right now.
And throws off your timing.
Never mind the cartels, we're about to be taken out.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right, so let's see what we have here. Amelia is, so we're going to enter formal combat now. Amelia, you've got a dex of 12, George is 9, and Merwin is drunk, so he's going to go last. Amelia, what would you like to do?
I'm just going to haul off and deck him.
Awesome.
Oops.
Try not to to botch.
Oh, well, why didn't you say that sooner?
Did you get all the zeros?
Well, I don't botch.
Okay.
But I do get a 93, so I come pretty close to it.
Okay. Wow. He's sort of looking back from one of you to the other, and as he moves from one to the other, you mistime him. He's a little awkward. It's kind of weird. George?
You and me are going to have words later, lady. This was really, really stupid.
Well, you're the one fighting with him, too. What are you putting this on me for?
So we were supposed to just get him up here and go to bed. You try to clock him on the head.
Well, that would have put him in bed. Quickly.
Try another punch and see if it'll knock him down a little bit. Oh, this time I just got a 90. Worst agents ever.
he steps back out of that one and actually trips and stumbles onto the floor, spilling the rest of his whiskey, and you can tell he's obviously almost as upset about that as about having gotten clocked on the shoulder with the
great berserker rage.
So he's sort of staring at the spilled whiskey on the carpet right now.
So like we said, Merwin, just go to bed. Make this easy on everyone, especially us, please.
Because we are so completely ineffective. We should totally bring Merwin in on this tomorrow because he might be our best combat.
He kind of looks up at you and he's sort of obviously wondering who the heck you are, and he goes back to looking at his whiskey.
Well, he's not really interested in fighting anymore. That's good. He's calmed down. Quick, duct tape him to the bed.
So he's on the floor. Are you going to try to pick him up, or what are you doing here?
Or just wrap him up in duct tape and leave him on the floor. That works, too.
So one of you goes to the room, to your room, and gets a roll of duct tape, and while the other of you is standing holding the door open or going inside his room. Or
that seems reasonable.
Okay.
Yeah.
While that's happening, he gets up and goes to the mini bar and pulls out a couple baby bottles and mixes. It looks like he's making the old rum tequila whiskey cocktail that you've heard so much about.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's a great one. And by the time you get back, he has pounded that. And he's sitting on the bed, kind of staring at the wall. And so he's sitting there sort of staring at the wall.
Okay. This is for your own safety, Merwin. Tape him up, I guess.
I'm not exactly in terms of favor of this.
give me a grapple at like triple.
A grapple at triple.
I think you've got 75.
Oh, 75, yeah.
Oh, I pass grapple at normal.
Oh, excellent. So Ooh. The two of you do manage to, between sort of distracting him and actually holding him down, manage to get his arms duct taped to his sides. And then you can get his ankles together and you tip him up into bed. And he eventually seems to pass out.
I hope he doesn't need to pee during the night.
Eh, he'll be okay. He's a boy.
Sleep tight, big guy.
Amelia has a very sore and possibly slightly bloody nose. There is, fortunately, her room is near the ice machine. conveniently.
Yeah, see?
Good thinking, George.
It's all about forethought. Yes, you're welcome.
So,
yeah.
Do you want to do anything else exciting this evening?
I think going down and getting a drink.
Okay.
This operation is just bringing out the absolute worst in us as people.
So you can rejoin Bernardo and Roberto downstairs at the bar where they've been waiting for you. And have a drink.
Yeah, that one's hard to get to put to bed.
What happened to you? Amelia, you look not your usual self.
The subject was uncooperative.
I see. See.
Yeah. Yeah, you know when you're trying to put down like a 4-year-old and they don't wanna? Well, imagine them being like 250 pounds.
Wow. better you than us.
Clearly.
I appreciate the mark of confidence. So you're ready to go into armed combat tomorrow, guys?
I guess we better have another drink. Actually, Bernardo knows enough not to be drinking if you're suggesting armed combat.
Yeah, I had no intention of getting drunk. I just wanted to eat drink.
Just something to take the edge off.
The fact that we just assaulted an innocent man.
We don't know he's innocent. There's been no proof of that.
Guilty until proven innocent.
Where are you from? What government do you work for?
That should be obvious. The shoot first, ask questions later, government. Wow. It would have been great, though. Man. If you'd connected.
It was so cinematic if it had actually gone off. Thud. Oh, Merwin, what happened? Oh, you must have fell over when you went to bed.
I ran into a doorway and then somehow wrapped myself in duct tape. It's weird.
Well, these things happen.
Yeah.
Instead, he's going to wake up with a horrible headache and taped to himself.
Yeah. Well, hope he doesn't throw up and choke himself to go with it. So you guys kill a little bit of time and head up, or anything else?
No, I'm done for the night. That's enough.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's quite enough.
Okay. So, Amelia, you head up to the fourth floor and get to bed, and the three of you gents go up to the second floor, and when you get to your room, you see that the door is wide open.
And I think we'll
leave it there.
This is the door to the boys' room.
Door to the boys' room is wide open.
Cool.
Yeah. Awesome.
Excellent.
Yeah, we're so dead.
But as long as you go down swinging, you know, it's all good.
Swing it a bunch.
That's right.
Yeah, it wouldn't be so bad if the other half of our team was actually here. But
well, and
the other half of our team isn't going to be here.
Well, but I think... So we've got a couple weeks of Japan, right?
Yep.
And at that point, we might at least have Gary back, and we might or might not have Randall back, I guess, depending on how that all goes.
Yep.
So, and then, Jim, you're setting up something else for this time slot?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Yep. Are you going to join us for that?
I'd love to, yeah.
Okay. Cool.
So we'll see how, I guess we'll just see how the timing works out in terms of who's who's here when you guys get into it.
Yeah.
I mean, if you want to, I don't know if there's anyone else that, you know, you guys would want to bring in. You've certainly made enough phone calls to Tomas that some other agent
to send somebody in.
Exactly. So if there's another player that wants to join in, it would not be hard to work into the storyline.
Okay. We'll see if we can find someone.
Yeah. And yeah, we have plenty more characters. So. Cool. All right. Well, I will. I guess see you guys Wednesday.
Not this Wednesday.
Oh, not this Wednesday. Right. Next. Yeah, that's right. That's every other.
So we'll see you next Sunday.
Sunday. Excellent.
Have a good week, guys. Right. Thanks, Ed.
You too.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.